USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The vast container ship that has been blocking the Suez Canal for 6 days has been freed and is moving north to an anchor point. That's according to the Suez Canal Authority, paving the way to open the critical waterway and end days of global supply delays. The trial is underway of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill instructing the jury before opening statements.
Do you swear or affirm that you will be attentive during this trial and follow the instructions of the court so that you may reach a fair and just verdict?
Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell saying the prosecution has one main goal.
We plan to prove to you, beyond a reasonable doubt, that Mr. Chauvin was anything other than innocent on May 25th of 2020.
Floyd's death sparking a series of protests and riots across the country. USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
A staffer for President Biden blocked Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz from taking video at a migrant facility. Cruz and his fellow Texan Republican Senator John Cornyn leading a Republican delegation to the border over the weekend. As far as what he saw on that trip, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox and Friends.
Yeah, I saw the same thing. This little political apparatchik who's been working for the Biden administration for 2 weeks came down and tried to tell senators in my group, like Dan Sullivan, to put their phones away. Or they were going to be escorted down to the facility, and it just made me wonder who was going to actually do that. Since the Border Patrol agrees that Joe Biden's policy is utter and total failure.
Armed members of the far-left Antifa network clashed with passing by motorists and counter-protesters outside Oregon's capital on Sunday. Video footage showing members of Antifa assaulting people with pro-Trump and pro-law enforcement flags driving by the capital in Salem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former CDC Director Robert Redfield believes COVID-19 likely originated in a Wuhan, China lab. Redfield saying he doesn't believe that China intentionally released the virus. That comes as a WHO-led team investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic found data examined during a recent trip to China was insufficient to answer critical questions as to when and how the virus began spreading. As far as the investigation done by the WHO, Jamie Metzl is a former National Security Council official under President Clinton. He tells 60 Minutes,
really call what's happened now an investigation. It's essentially a highly chaperoned, highly curated study tour. Everybody around the world is imagining this is some kind of full investigation. It's not. This group of experts only saw what the Chinese government wanted them to see. It was agreed first that China would have veto power over who even got to be on the mission. Secondly,
and WHO agreed to that.
WHO agreed to that. But imagine if we had asked the Soviet Union to do a co-investigation of Chernobyl. It doesn't really make sense.
And finally, it was on this day back in 1973 when 2 months after signing the Vietnam Peace Agreement, the last U.S. combat troops leave South Vietnam as Hanoi frees the remaining American prisoners of war held in North Vietnam.